Stop what you're doing, because you're now tuned in to the hottest sports show on the planet.
You know who it is.
The Smith Express Sports Show, hosted by yours truly, Christopher C. Smith.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We're here live once again for the Smith Express Sports Show, dopest podcast out right now. You feel me? Number one sports show out. You dig me? Got my co-host, the legendary Dominic Wilson, the great. You feel me?
Thanks for having me on this show. I appreciate it every time I'm here. Feel wonderful to be on the best show in the world.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Hey, let's get straight into it, man. It's been a lot going on since we last chopped it up. You feel me? Sad to say, you know what I'm saying, Ja Morant gone for the season. How you feel about that?
Man, I feel like that's a devastation to Memphis team. Memphis was trying to get on the road, trying to get a spot in the playoffs. They were down a lot of games. They lost a lot without him. And he wasn't just he was the most significant piece on their team that was injured, but he wasn't just the main, only the one that was injured. There was a lot of injuries on Memphis. Marcus Smart just got back with the pickup of Ja Morant coming back. Oh, man, they would have looked real good with that defense and the offense that he could provide. Oh, man.
But for the little time that he had after his suspension, he definitely made a big impact.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. He was playing good basketball. Good basketball. And then all of a sudden, it was all over. And I feel bad about him, man. I really do. Yeah. I really don't.
Cause I really don't like it. Yeah, cause you know what I'm saying. Like with his suspension, I think he was ineligible to for any awards. You feel me? Cause you had to play X amount of games in order to be.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
Yeah, like
the number of games that you have to be eligible for different awards is different. I believe, but I know the most games that you have to play to be able to win, I think an MVP or all NBA type player is 66 games.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully, you know what I mean? He definitely gonna come back stronger next year, and I think he probably be a lot smarter. You know what I'm saying? I definitely didn't watch the game when he got injured, but just seeing highlights is crazy.
Yeah, they were saying it wasn't even in the game. I think they said it was in practice.
Oh, damn, that's fucked up. I just got notifications throughout my phone saying that he has career-ending surgery. So it's like, I mean, not career, season-ending surgery, you feel me?
But yeah, season-ending surgery.
Yeah,
you're right, though. You're right. It's definitely a loss for NBA fans all around the world because the NBA is better when the superstars are on the court.
Yeah, and his expectation, like his highlights so far in the few games he played, dunking on.
Oh man, Wimbiyama. He got great highlights.
Yeah.
He got great highlights. I'm talking, man. Even that layup, the game winning layup for the first game when he came back, it was beautiful.
Yeah, facts. And you know what I'm saying? They beat the Lakers too?
They beat the Lakers.
That definitely.
I had a small wager on that game. Just to say, somebody owed me 250 push-ups.
Damn. And 3 pudding cups.
to get to the Wolverines.
Yeah.
One of my friends is born and raised in Michigan, Detroit, Michigan. He is a diehard Michigan fan, diehard Detroit Pistons fan, diehard Detroit Lions fan. This man loves his teams in Detroit, in Michigan. And he was livid.
He was
hot. He was, this dude was over the moon when Jim Harbaugh was going through all that stuff that he was going through with the suspensions and not knowing what they was going to do. Then they let him come back because they had a beautiful team. I mean, they was just blowing through some teams just so easy. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a Georgia fan. I'm a Bulldog fan. I'm not by any means, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm a Michigan fan. I don't hate Michigan, but I'm not by far a Michigan fan. But they had some incredible defense. some incredible defense. They had the number one defense in the nation versus the number one offense in the nation. And Michigan showed that the same old adage that people have been saying for since sports ever started. Right. Offense wins games, defense wins championships.
Yeah. Hey, so what, like, with the Michigan, you know what I'm saying? Like, you think they got a chance to repeat or not, in your opinion?
That's a good question. I know some of the players aren't going to be there next year. And Georgia's situation was really just the quarterback, because they had great defense, but which is you could say, like, Georgia's defense might have still been up, like, might have been battling with Michigan defense up there too, but they were ineligible to get in the game because they lost to Alabama. They had one loss. Alabama had one loss, but Michigan was undefeated, and Washington went undefeated. Washington beat Oregon twice. That was great. Good beats too, because Michael Penix Jr. was phenomenal in those games, and he was phenomenal in the bowl games. But when it came to playing Michigan, Michigan just outbeat them. And then Michigan, I don't think they have what it takes to repeat, because Alabama is getting better with their transfer. And the transfer portal was really, like, I don't know if you know this, but ever since this transfer portal opened up, it's like you really don't know what a team will look like because of players can move around freely. It's kind of like New York right now. New York traded R.J. Barrett and I think Quigley and another player that they got rid of, and then they got O.G. Anunoby and somebody else, right? And then they got better. They went on a 5-0 run. They won five games straight ever since O.G. Anunoby got there. They look like a different team. The stars are playing better. Everybody is playing better now. Not saying that it's going to be consistent, but as of right now, they're winning. It makes sense why you would trade the picks that you would trade, the people that you would trade for the personnel that you receive. It's making sense on paper, and not just on paper, but on the court. And that's kind of how the transfer portal is. I just broke that down just for people who might not really understand college football, but that's an example, because the transfer portal, people are moving left and right from college. You might know a player from here, and now next year he's going to be somewhere else. The quarterback for Ohio State going this here. The Alabama is receiving Alabama's quarterback is going to, I think he's going to Georgia, Jalen Monroe. And Alabama is receiving I can't remember what quarterback they're receiving, but right now, Georgia is ranked number one to win the college championship. And Alabama's number two. And I think Michigan is like ranked four, three or four. Not to mention, Jim Harbaugh might not even be there next year. He has plenty of NFL opportunities to coach, be a head coach for a few NFL teams. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Chargers were one of the ones. Chargers or Carolina, I can't remember. But one of those teams kept reaching out to him, like, please take over our team right now. Please take the keys. Here's the keys to the team. We'll give you anything you want. So they not going to repeat. At least I don't think they are. He's probably not going to be there next year either. So with everything that went on this year, he's probably not going to come back. It's not worth it probably to him. So
what about Ohio State?
What about the Buckeyes?
Like, how you feel about them and their chances?
First of all, their chances, to me, is no good. You got to have a good quarterback. They don't have a good quarterback. You gotta have a good defense. Now they always, like, are decent in defense. I can't really say much bad about Ohio State. for fans, they call them the Ohio State, but which I am not an Ohio State fan either, and I don't want anybody to think I am. I always got to clarify this. I do not like the Buckeyes. I call them the hot dogs. To me...
Damn, why you call them the Glizzies?
Because I call them hot dogs because they mascot look like a bunch of hot dogs stacked on top of each other. Damn. Side by side. So that's why I call them hot dogs. Damn. The Buckeyes, them hot dogs, look like just a decent team, like, to me. Like, they're going to win some games. They might lose one game, maybe two, but not really go nowhere.
So, look, let me ask you this. Watching this year's college football season, was there any surprising teams that made it farther than you expected or didn't make it farther as you expected?
Alabama, I'll say. Alabama, to me, watching them for the first two games, I really thought they was going to tank. And because the quarterback situation, I remember, like, game one, I think they had benched Jalen Monroe and put, like, the second string quarterback in there. Then they benched him and then put the third string in there. Like, they didn't know what they were doing within the first two games. But Jalen Monroe just played so much better. He got phenomenal. He ended up becoming a Heisman runner-up, but he was, like, further down the list, but he was on the list, you know. Then you had USC, Caleb Williams. He was a beast. He was doing his thing, and injuries in the team and whatnot, and then they just looked terrible. Then they just tanked, basically. Like, they look terrible. But USC, I thought it was going to go further than what they did. Colorado surprised me a little bit. I mean, you know, with Deion Sanders taking the reins over and his son, Shadur, who I think is a good quarterback, but his indecisiveness reminds me of Justin Fields a little bit. It seems like if you don't give him all the time in the world to throw the ball, then even if you give him the time, he'll hold on to the ball way too long. That indecisiveness shows that you're not ready for the NFL unless you can take that giant leap from taking forever to make a decision to making a quick decision, which some quarterbacks have made that leap, but it takes a very determined, very disciplined, a type of player to be able to do that, because he not all players can have that mental toughness to be able to do that. Like, we see Justin Fields, he plays hard out, and I'm sorry he's in the situation he's in, but it's his own fault. He holds on to the ball way too long. I don't know what is in his mind, why he does it, but he does it. Michael, for instance, you look at it, Michael Penix Jr. Michael Penix Jr. is one of the quickest people in college football to get rid of that ball. He makes his decisions and he sticks with it. And he doesn't throw many interceptions. Although he did throw two in the championship game.
So, look, let me ask you this, though. In your opinion, who do you think, what player that's eligible to go to the NFL is ready for the NFL?
Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams, to me, has the potential, and not just me, a lot of people, he has the potential to be Mahomes-like player. He has that ceiling where he can be, you can see a Jalen Hurts or Patrick Mahomes in him. I wouldn't be surprised if he came into the league and he did some of those things where you're like, wow, that looked like Patrick Mahomes out there. Oh, wow, that looked like Jalen Hurts out there. Oh, wow, that looked like Jimbo. Like, he has the potential to be a great quarterback. Him, I think, regardless of what we've seen in the championship game, I think Michael Penix Jr. is ready for the NFL. He's a quarterback that, I mean, I'm a Chicago Bears fan, and I would greatly appreciate if he was on our team. I think we should get him, and I think we should get Marvin Harris Jr. That man is phenomenal. That man made Ohio State win games that they shouldn't have. They should not have won as many games as they have, but they did because he was on that team.
So look, and you, like, you know what I'm saying? With the Bears having the top pick, one of the top picks, including their own picks, do you think the Bears should draft another quarterback? Or should
yes,
they...
I do. They should trade Justin Fields and get whatever they can for him. Fire the head coach, make him the defensive coordinator, and get Eric Bieniemy from Washington to be the head coach. And they should get, they should draft the quarterback, and they should trade the number one pick for the number two pick, probably, and or number three pick, and see how many other first round picks you can get for that first pick. And Caleb Williams or Michael Penix Jr. still be up there, so you can get either one of them. And you could probably still get Marvin Harris Jr. But the only I would draft Marvin Harris Jr. first.
So if
you trade that first round pick, it all depends on who you trade it to. I would try to trade it to a team that needed a quarterback that still had the number two or three pick. I'll talk to whoever got the two pick and see, and look at and dissect that team and see if they needed a quarterback. If they need a quarterback, then I'm trading that pick to them so I can get Marvin Harrison Jr. the second pick. And then the other multiple picks, I just start building a team around him and building a team around the quarterback that we're going to draft.
That's what's all. I mean, that sound, you know what I'm saying? That definitely makes sense. So, like, let me ask you this, though. Like,
but you know they're probably not going to do that.
No, they're not. They fuck around and draft us.
Yeah, you heard me. They going to draft fans.
Awesome, man. So, like, in your opinion, do you think Fields is worth that extension?
Did he
prove himself?
But not with Chicago. Only because I think he needs to be around a tough coach. A coach that can bring it out of him. A coach that's going to make him run more.
What team needs Fields, though?
There's a couple teams that could use him. The Titans could really use just Fields. The Titans could use him, and I'm going to tell you another team that can use him.
What?
Pittsburgh. I really see Justin Fields flourishing in Pittsburgh. If he was on Pittsburgh, I think he would have a phenomenal career. He might end up being a Hall of Famer. I really think Pittsburgh could use him. I like the head coach. They always have a winning record. Like a winning season, some kind of way he pull it together. They look sad, and in some kind of way he pull it together. But I really think that head coach could really bring the best out of him. You need a good head coach that can help him. Head coaches can make or break, because you can build around a quarterback, and you can do a lot with the quarterback that can help him, but more than enough, just showing the quarterback that you got faith in him and spending that time with him but still being tough can help him. And I really think that Pittsburgh head coach got that. Now, I just think the Titans system, the way that they run the ball with Derrick Henry and the other running backs and whatnot, they don't really need to throw the ball a lot. And Justin Fields don't really throw the ball a lot, that much anyway. I mean, he averages probably his high – His most passing yards this year might have been his ceiling for ever. He might not never throw 350 yards or whatever he threw that game. But he averages somewhere around 200, probably less than that. He probably averaged 180 to something. I can see if he was with the Titans, he might average 225 yards, which is not great, but with the rushing yards that you add to that, and it's decent, you know. But if you do that consistently and you win games, you can be in the Hall of Fame. And that's what I see him doing. I see him averaging about 225 yards, maybe 80 rushing yards or 70 rushing yards, probably 1.5 touchdowns per game, 1 rush touchdown. You know, like, that's his ceiling.
So, look, hey, you know what I'm saying? Back to the NBA. Draymond Green coming back. How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about Draymond Green coming back? I'll tell you exactly how I feel about that. They're going to win some more games, but be in the play-in and lose and not go to the playoffs.
Yeah, that's
as far as they're going to go. They don't really have a high ceiling there. They lack defense this year. Although he's gonna bring a little defensive intensity back to the team, but they were doing terrible with him. So I mean, him being back ain't gonna change much. There's a little more leadership on the team now, but I mean, that team is just broken. It's just, I'm gonna tell you what is one of the things that I believe a great head coach or GM said. I'm not 100% sure, but fans all around the world will heard this before, so they know it's not coming from me. You get the best out of your team, a championship team, and before your great superstars, before their window was up, you trade them to get the most for them. That's a paraphrase, of course.
So if you was the GM, you would start trading some of the Warriors. Who would you trade them for?
I'd have been trading them. And I think, and this is my opinion, I believe that Myers wanted to trade some of them players because he knew that they couldn't win a championship. And I think he stepped down because the organization still wanted to show them love and keep them on the team. So he announces now. The GM of the Golden State Warriors is an announcer. I mean, in sports analysis.
I'm saying, like, if you was the GM, who would you trade?
If I was the GM, of course I would have. I would have traded them 2 years ago.
Like, who would you trade?
Right after they won that championship that they shouldn't have won, I would have traded all of them. Except for Steph Curry.
They earned that trade. Like, no, they earned that championship, G.
They did. I'm not saying that they didn't win anything or they was, you know, cheated or anything. I'm just saying, as soon as they won that championship, when it looked like I would have waited, I'd have fed the ball to Klay Thompson. I would have set Steph Curry out on the bench for a little while or just ran the offense to Klay Thompson. And then I would have traded Klay. He'd have been gone. And I would have traded Draymond. He'd have been gone. And I would have built it around a team around Steph Curry and then seen what we had later, which would have been a championship team. Probably they still would have a championship team right now if they would have done that. But now you waited 2 years later, their value is a lot less. And, well, it was about a year and a half, actually. It's not
who you
years,
got, like, who would you trade on Klay for?
Now it's over with. I mean, it's six fans, two T-shirts, and a pair of socks. Like, he's playing so not like the Klay that he's inconsistent. You're not going to get what you would have got for him a year and a half ago.
So, look, hey, would you trade Klay Thompson for Zach LaVine?
You trade him. Yes. If I was going to say that, I would.
Yeah. Who would you trade? Now, I know Draymond value went down. Draymond not even having a double-double. He, what, 8.6 rebounds?
Yeah, he'd get you 6 points and eight rebounds. He would be on first train smoking.
Yeah, that shit crazy. Especially, like, what, he signed that $100 million extension. That was crazy.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't have gave him $10
million. Damn.
He would have been gone.
Yeah,
or I would have signed him, then traded him. Either way, I mean, he wouldn't be on my team.
Yeah, especially with all the stuff that's going on. I admit, you know what I'm saying, nobody perfect and all, but he at times he can definitely be a distraction.
I mean, that's just passion. Like, you have so much passion for the game and you've been playing the game a certain way to your whole life. Like, even though, like, times have been changed and people want us to be more sensitive towards other people's feelings and how we treat people, which is, I'm perfectly fine with that. We should, actually. But as adults, another adult should not be treating another adult in certain ways. So, you know, me putting my hands on you, especially knowing that kids are watching, and, you know, there's a lot of companies and dollars involved in trying to set good examples so that kids can grow up doing the right things. The last thing Gatorade or Nike or a lot of these billion-dollar companies who support the NBA and and give these players millions of dollars contracts for shoes and whatnot, want them to be punching people out there on the court or feeling like they can be aggressive physically and do dirty plays out there on the court. They don't want that image out there. So, of course, there is no room for that in a billion-dollar industry.
Oh, yeah, I agree, because, you know what I'm saying, during the 90s, a lot of passion, people, you know, that's
yeah,
where the fighting came from.
But it wasn't
from.
As much money coming in the NBA as it is today.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a worldwide sport now. So now, you know, I mean, yeah, there's just no place for that now. So,
yeah,
So I'm not saying that there's no place for Draymond. I'm just saying there's no place for that. Because Draymond is still a decent basketball player. He'll still give it his all, more than likely.
So let me ask you this. Is Draymond and Klay Hall of Famers?
Yeah, no doubt. First ballot.
That's what's up.
For what they've done, but not what they're going to do.
True, true, true.
Their peak is already over.
Oh, Klay will never be. They were like 35, 36 now.
Yeah, they'll never be as good as they were.
True.
Every day they get worse.
So how many years you think they got left in them?
They probably got a good 2 or 3 years left, maybe, where you can get capitalized out and get the most out of them. But, I mean, the most is really saying what? Klay might have another 120-point games left in him, maybe more. He might have another 50, 30-point games in him.
Yeah.
But that's much, he ain't getting you much more than that.
True, true, true. I you know what I'm saying? I definitely agree. You know what I'm saying? People just got to know when to let go and move
that's
on.
That's it. And they still believe, but sometimes you got to wake up and be like, yo, and that's not going to happen. And that's where a good leader comes into the picture.
So, look, let me ask you this. Adding Chris Paul and getting rid of Jordan Poole, what was a good decision or no?
I would have kept Jordan Poole and traded Draymond.
And
I would have traded Klay. I would have built around. I would have showed Poole is young and very impressionable. We gave him the money already.
He's too inconsistent.
But listen to me. They already gave him the money, and I would have built his self esteem and his what you call it is not necessarily courage, but you know I would have showed him that we believe in you, and he could have been with that faith that you with the faith that you show into a person. And you back it up with the financial wealth. You already signed him to a decent contract. Then you trade him. No, you sign him to this contract. You trade the distractions. You trade Draymond. You trade Klay. Then you build around Wiggins, Steph, and Poole.
That's what's up. So, like, who would you trade Draymond to and for? Like,
the most I can get for him. I don't care where he go. But he won't be on my team.
True, true.
And I tell you another thing. Kuminga was already saying about, is already stated that Steve Kerr doesn't have his best interest at heart. He doesn't, I guess in his mind, he can't develop into the player that he wants to become with Steve Kerr.
Damn, I ain't even hear that. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's actually something he said about maybe 4 days ago. I can't remember, but yeah. I mean, and I see it. Like, he took him out. He took him, put him on the bench. Like, he said it right after they played Denver and lost. It was a close game. They was up by, like, 17 or 18 points with 6.42 seconds left, and they lost that game. The odds maker had... There was a 96.8% chance that Golden State would win that game, and they lost to a buzzer beater with Jokic hitting a three. Of all people, Jokic hit a freaking Hail Mary shot from Tibet.
Yeah, that shit
crazy. And it went in. Backboard. Bank open.
Yeah, somebody got their ass beat in that locker room.
Right, but the whole thing was, is I guess Kuminga's like, why did you bench me when during the game and Aaron Gordon started eating all the time? Aaron Gordon was getting easy layups in the paint. And then they took Kuminga out. Then, not saying that Kuminga could have stopped, he probably would have been in foul trouble or something. I'm not 100% sure what Steve Kerr was thinking. But, you know, he takes his players out in questionable moments. He puts them in questionable moments. Like, we don't see that Hall of Famer coach in him, which I'm not saying he's not a Hall of Famer coach. I'm not saying he's not a good coach. I'm not saying he's a bad coach. All I'm saying is he has done some things this year that are very questionable when it comes to winning close games.
True.
They lost a lot of close games that they should have won. And don't get me wrong, they won some close games they shouldn't have won too, though. So I don't know. It shows, you know what I think? It just shows that he believes in his players, even though they don't have the talent to back up his belief. At some point, you got to be a realist and just say, look, we just don't have it. You know, if I fight this championship fighter 16 times and I lose all 16 times, but I'm still saying I can win, but this dude is knocking me out all in the first round, I just got to wake up one day and say, hey, I just can't beat him. This dude knocking me out in six seconds. I mean, hey, you know, I just can't beat him. I can beat him. No, you have false expectations. I like where you're coming from with believing that you can do anything, but unless you're going to put a rock in your glove that weighs 6 pounds, you're not going to beat him.
Yeah, that's crazy. I definitely agree. Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's all the time we have, though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to hold you up too much longer. You feel me? Definitely an honor to have you on the show again. We definitely going to be continuing to make history. You already know what it is. Signing off, Smith, the great Dominic Wilson on the Smith Express Sports Show. Let's get it. Yeah.
Let's get it.